Jetzt können wir.
বলুন তাহলে প্রভুপাল সম্বন্ধে কিছু। প্রভুপাল সম্বন্ধে
I'm ready. You can.
What is it?
Or tomorrow.
I should. Should I speak?
Yeah.
Where is that boy? Tilak?
Oh, yeah, where is he?
Oh, I found him.
জ্ঞানঞ্জন শলাকয়া চক্ষুরুন্মীলিত তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরবে নমো বিষ্ণুপাদায় গৌরপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রী শ্রীমদ্ভক্তি প্রজ্ঞান কেশবৈতি নামে নমো বিষ্ণুপাদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রী শ্রীমদ্ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী নামে শ্রী বাসভানবী দেবী দৈতায় কৃতব্ধে কৃষ্ণ সম্বন্ধ বিজ্ঞান দায়িনী প্রভে মাধুর্যোজ্জ্বল শ্রী রূপানুভক্তি দল শ্রী গৌর করুণা শক্তি বিগ্রহ নমস্তে। টুডে ইজ ভেরি অস্পিশিয়াস বার্থডে অফ শ্রীল ভক্তি সিদ্ধান্ত সরস্বতী গোস্বামী। He is Shri Varshbhanvi Devi Daitaya. He is Krishna Prestha. He is Krishna Parikar. And especially in Krishna Parikar, he is Varshbhanvi, that is Srimati Radhika, Palyadasi, Madhurjajwal Premadha. ও মাধুর্যোজ্জ্বল উন্নত উজ্জ্বল পার্কিয়া রস হি হ্যাজ সো মাচ ইন হিজ হার্ট ইন হিজ হার্ট
ও রান্না হচ্ছে তো ওকে আবার যেতে হবে
অ্যান্ড হি ইজ গিভিং দিস ভেরি প্রেশাস থিং টু ওয়ার্ল্ড। He is the first person who tried to give his this confidential and very high class of Unnat Ujjal Parkiya Bhav to not only in Bengal, not only in India, but over all world he gave. He was so merciful. And what? Premadha? Rupanuga Bhakti. What is Rupanu? A special services to Radhika of Sri Rupa Goswami, that is Rupa Manjari. This is Radha Darshan. he spread over the whole world this thing. So today we are doing namaskar in his lotus feet.
Yeah.
He was born in Jagannath Puri. At that time, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur was a deputy magistrate of Puri, and at the same time he was
manager of Jagannath Temple.
He was the officer to look after Jagannath Temple. As his time, the worship and everything became so high class, he controlled everything. So when he took birth, his mother Vimala,
Bhagavati Devi,
he called Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and see, there are Dvadash Tilak Chinha
marks
automatically in his body, and Upavitra Chinha, the shine of
sacred thread,
and in Gala, here, Tulsi Vala, Trikanti, are seen. Bhakti Vinod Thakur told, he is not a general baby, but he must be any high class of Vaishnava. He has come. They became very happy. After 6 months, Rath festival of Jagannath cart was coming and is stopped on the door of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And elephants and other things were given
engaged
to pull the rath, but it was not going even an inch here and there. Then, in the meantime, Bhakti Vinod Thakur took his son in his lap and brought it in the chariot of Jagannath Dev. At once, a mala
garland
came
dropped
out of Thakurji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He thought that this is the prasad of Jagannath Dev, and he gave. And in the same time, he gave sweet rice to Thakurji, offered. And with that sweet
rice,
his annaprasan sanskar was done. And he was kept the name Vimala Prasad, because the power of Jagannath is Vimala Devi. So his prasad, his mercy he has given. So his name was kept Vimala Prasad. When he grew up, then Bhakti Vinod Thakur, where he lived, transferred, always here, there, but where he used to go, Bhakti Vinod Thakur used to give classes on Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Ujjwal Nilmani, Bhakti Samish Sindhu, Srimad Bhagavatam. And so many persons used to attend his classes. This boy used to keep Bhakti Samish Sindhu and Bhagavat or other books which he wanted to
give class
on his head. And he used to take there, and he used to hear his classes very patiently. And what? Ekagra chitta.
Very attentive.
After that, he grew more. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in Puri, there is a place of Bhakti Vinod Thakur near Satasan Ashram, where Swarup Damodar and Raghunath Goswami used to live. He used to give class, and so many Babaji and others used to come there to hear. But some days If was absent, then Prabhupada used to give classes. And gradually all
audience
left.
Because his classes are very, very
powerful.
Powerful.
And straightforward.
And he used to cut the arguments of Sahajiya and Sakhi, Bheki and others. So the Babajis also among them, they become upset and they stop to come. Anyhow, after Bhakti Bunoy Thakur was transferred to Bihar, Bengal, then he came with him. Now, when he came to Calcutta, then Bhakti Bunoy sent him for Sanskrit learning, astrology. And he picked up in few months, years, all astrology and everything in very high class. And now he was in such a high learned scale that he used to quote the arguments of his professors and teachers. So sometimes, for religious discourses, he not
some difference of opinion is there.
Difference of opinion. He left the school. But by the whole scholars, he was given the title Siddhanta Saraswati. Then he came to his father. His father said that, what should I do? He made a chemical shop.
Medical.
And he gave him that you should go on doing. But he could not. He had not come from this. In the meantime, Kasim Bazar in East Bengal perhaps. Requested Bhakti Vinod Thakur, give me a tutor, very good, who can teach my son. Course also, and also religious things.
This was king.
For his son. Bhakti Vinod Thakur sent him. He used to give him salary as a month, 600 rupees, or it was enough. So, after 1 or 2 years, the wife of king became very upset. Because he saw that by learning from Siddhanta Saraswati, boy is now
became renounced,
being renounced. He has no affection at all now. And perhaps it may be brahmachari and give up us. And he was only the son. So he told his father, his husband,
the king,
that, I don't want that Siddhanta Saraswati should teach this boy. Otherwise, after some time, he will be renounced and he will give up houses and
we'll take care of
and
that.
Began to weep. If you are not giving him retirement, then I will take poison. Then, very
humbly,
lightly, he told to Saraswati Thakur, Bimalananda, that I will give you full salary what I am giving. But you should now take retirement from teaching. But I will give. He refused and returned back. Then what to do with this boy? He cannot do any
job.
Worldly things. And then he bought a landlordship in Mayapur. In that Chaitanya Mart and Mahaprabhu birthplace, Srivas Pandit, all were in his
included.
And then he
gave
made a hut big and kept Radha Krishna, Mahaprabhu, Panchatattva, Vishnu Priya and others in so, so many altars. And he gave that you should worship and manage all these things, Jamidari. Then he began to do. Now he established a math in Chaitanya Math. Akar Chaitanya, Akar Mathara Chaitanya Math. And from there he began to preach everywhere. First he called all the Kirtan party of Navdeep, Calcutta and all.
Guru, he used to do a Naam Jap for some time. Some years.
Before this, Bhakti Vinod Thakur left the world and he came to Godrum Kunja. And there he began to do bhajan. And he discovered Mayapur. This is the place of
Mahaprabhu's appearance.
Mahaprabhu. And also Gorkhasot Babaji Maharaj used to come. And this boy was very much attracted to Gorkhasot Das Babaji Maharaj. And he told that, I will take Harinam and Diksha from this only Babaji. Babaji, then Bhakti Vinod Thakur told, you should initiate him. But he refused. He told that I will ask
Gaur Sundar,
and Gaur if he will allow, then.
If Gaur Nitai allow, then I will do.
3, 4, 5 days went on. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, what have you? No, I have not. Acha, today you should. Do you want to kill my son? This is not Gaur Kripa. You should mercifully initiate. And by this, Bhakti Srila Saraswati Thakur began to do Chandrayan Vrat, not taking anything, go grass and so many things. Then he initiated him. And after that he went to Mayapur and began to preach from there. Very Sankirtan Mandal were there doing Kirtan. And after that he established Math in 9 islands gradually. And so many Brahmachari like my Gurudev, Ban Maharaj, what name?
Nanda Sunu.
And
Hayagriv.
Madhva Maharaj.
Hayagriv
Maharaj.
Narahari.
Narahari Prabhu. Then Mahananda Prabhu.
Paramahansa Maharaj.
Paramahansa Maharaj.
Narottamananda Prabhu.
Thousands of Dev. And then he used to give Harinam, then Diksha, and Sannyas also. And then they began to preach our whole world. In the last of his day, last days, in Calcutta, he was to see, he was about to give up his body. So last night, all disciples were there, especially prominent sannyasis, brahmachari, grihastha bhakta. And then he told, for the preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pure teaching, I've given so much
trouble to others.
Trouble to others. One day they will realize that is not trouble. I have did for their own
benefit,
mangal,
welfare,
auspiciousness.
One day they will realize. Now you should, in this world, in the
ashraya,
guidance of
ashraya tattva.
Ashraya tattva means saradhika tattva. And you should do bhajan of vishaya tattva, Krishna. This body is rotten. After some days it will be rotten and give you burial. And this will be what? If fire, then burn to ashes.
Hmm.
And not then worms.
So many insects.
So in by rotten, even you should offer it to Krishna. And always don't criticize anyone, any other. And do. This is my
shiksha.
So you should all
combine
together and preach my Desh Mission. He told also Pratyaksha Gyan, Parokha Gyan, Aparoksha Gyan, Vaikuntha Gyan, and Aprakrit. Pratyaksha, Vishui. Pratyaksha, Paroksha, Swarga and all that.
Aparoksha,
mukti.
Transcendental.
Mukti.
Adhoksha,
Vaikuntha.
Adhoksha, Aprakita.
Adhoksha, means Vaikuntha. And then Aprakit means Krishna pastimes and Braja. I have come to give you all this aprakrit realization. So you should do bhajan. Suffering may come. But we should not try only to
avoid suffering.
We should know just what is the aim and object of our of life and bhajan. And fully,
wholeheartedly,
we should accept the vision of Krishna. And then he was silent. After that, he never spoke anything. Guru Maharaj managed a rail with so many buggies.
Train.
And from Calcutta, Sialdah, they brought Prabhupada in
Mayapur.
And Guru Maharaj himself gave his samadhi. The samadhi which we see, it is given by my Guru.
Before he took sannyas, he was chanting 1 crore naam jap.
He has begun.
Yes, to chant. And then he took sannyas. And he started
keeping the idea of Ramanuj.
Yes.
He took sannyas, Tridanda sannyas. Where you had been?
Yeah, outside.
We're looking
so
for
much Harikatha.
Yeah.
Where is Tilak?
Then he went to Sachi.
Once some sannyasi prominent.
Yes.
They revealed when?
They complained or?
Complained.
And told that we will not go to preach.
Make revolution.
And we will not give money to Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Because Prabhupada gives all the money to Kunj Bihari. Manager. And he sends it to his house.
To his family.
Then Siddhar Maharaj, Pujyapal, Siddhar Maharaj went to Prabhupada and told
this fact.
That they all combined. They want to give you.
They want to strike.
A strike. Then Prabhupada said, oh, aapka bhi.
तुम्हारो कपाल पूरे छे।
You want to give me headache?
No. Your head also burned.
Burned?
Yeah. Oh, your head is burning.
You have no power to think even anything. They have all left their worldly
responsibilities.
Their house, their family,
their
house
and
everything.
Father, mother, everything, worldly asset,
money, everything.
Everything.
Anyone were not poor.
No.
And here coming
again
he is managing.
Yes.
and as a salary I am giving, and we are preaching whole world. You are not understanding. Then he became shame and returned back. So many things.
What to sign?
Gaur Pramana.
He also brought Samadhi to Bhakti Kishore, Bhakti.
Gaur Kishore.
Gaur Kishore Das Mahavir Maharaj.
He brought.
Yeah.
Swami Vivekananda.
He gave
his
Samadhi also.
Swami Vivekananda.
Prabhupada. Where? Here?
Yes.
Full signature, Swami Vivekananda.
You check that. You